WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire,
and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
CBS News special report. A 22-year-old man is in the Washington County, Utah jail. He's suspected of shooting and killing conservative activist Charlie Kirk. FBI Director Kash Patel said law enforcement moved quickly to find Tyler Robinson.
In 33 hours, we have made historic progress for Charlie.
CBS's Anna Schechter says Robinson's father identified his son as the suspect.
His father called a youth pastor who knew had a relationship with the U.S. Marshals. They were able to contain him, hold him in one place. They called the FBI, and overnight, authorities took him into custody.
In New York, Governor Kathy Hochul asked the nation to come together as it did on the day after 9/11.
And I'm calling on New Yorkers and Americans today, on this September 12th, to hearken back to that same sense of purpose. A unifying purpose.
CBS News special report. I'm Christopher Cruz.
As Wisconsin has a game of cribbage with good friends, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
For WBZH and WHSM News, I'm Shally Pittman, filling in for James Kelly. The city of Shell Lake is working to determine where a recently donated sculpture could be placed, amid debate among residents, reports the Sawyer County Record. At their August meeting, the Plan Commission heard input from community members on their recommendation to place the sculpture of a woman paddleboarding with her dog in Memorial Park, with some arguing it didn't belong in a park created for veterans, and others arguing the park is used by the general public. The commission unanimously voted to recommend accepting the sculpture and creating a committee to decide where to place it. Spooner Health is inviting area residents to schedule an appointment for one of their upcoming flu shot clinics over the next few weeks. The first clinic will be held at the Washburn County Fairgrounds on September 25th from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Health officials say three people in St. Croix County and at least one person in La Crosse County have West Nile virus. On average, there are 18 cases of West Nile virus each year in Wisconsin. Last year, though, Wisconsin had nearly double that number. And the Wisconsin Department of Health Services is also distributing free drug testing strips. Joanne Krulatz reports.
More than 131,000 xylazine strips will go to community organizations. The test strips can let a person know if drugs contain xylazine, a veterinary tranquilizer that is unsafe for humans and is sometimes mixed into street drugs. Xylazine can increase the risk of fatal overdose and cause serious skin infections. DHS will also renew a statewide naloxone standing order, allowing pharmacies to continue to distribute the overdose reversal medication.
For WBZH and WHSM News, I'm Shally Pittman.
It's the Brewers and the Cardinals. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, the Brewers back home and open a weekend series tonight against the St. Louis Cardinals. Milwaukee trying to snap a three-game losing streak after being swept by the Rangers in Texas. The crew had the night off, so some of the players, including Bryce Durang, Sal Frelick, and Caleb Durbin, were at the Packers game. It was a good one. Green Bay beat the Commanders 27-18. Quarterback Jordan Love on winning two games in 4 days.
To start the season off 2-0 against two really good teams, you know, big playoff teams last year, it feels good. So couldn't have, you know, started the season off on a better note. So it's one thing that we just got to keep building on, but it feels great right now.
A setback for Packers wide receiver Jaden Reed, who suffered a broken collarbone. He's expected to be out 8 weeks. College football tomorrow, the Badgers at Alabama. Kickoff 11 a.m. The last time Wisconsin beat the Crimson Tide was November of 1928. Final score 15-0. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
As Wisconsin is dropping a line in your favorite fishing spot, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Partly sunny and summery today with highs in the lower 80s. For tonight, scattered showers and thunderstorms, mainly prior to midnight, a low of 65. On Saturday, mostly sunny and quite warm with highs in the mid-80s. Currently, it's 78.
Amicus, a law review with Jim Santel.
Louisiana versus Calais, C-A-L-L-A-I-S, could deal a death blow to the impact, the power, the capacity of the Supreme Court to decide Voting Rights Act cases. This is one of those times when the Supreme Court needs to hear from the public about the appropriate resolution of this major case that could compromise the Voting Rights Act going forward beyond Louisiana.
Amicus, a law review with Jim Santel. Saturday mornings from 9 to 11.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
Pat Kreitlow.
On Monday, Robert Craig from Citizen Action on healthcare cuts and Jocasta Zamarripa, candidate for Wisconsin Secretary of State.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, weekdays 6 to 9.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap Eau Claire, Chippewa Valley's home for the Todd Allball Show.
From the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Allball Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Allball.
Yeah, across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. Todd Allball along with Mr. Aaron Zommers on the board. It's 6 minutes past the hour of 3 o'clock on this TGI Friday, September 12th, 2025. It is a great day to be a Wisconsinite. Boy, get outside. It's a great day to be outside and be a Wisconsinite. It's mostly sunny skies, maybe a little overcast clouds here and there, but it is a perfecto fall day. Zommers, how are you?
Doing well. Do you want to take a look at the Sam Davidson
Street
Cam?
Let's take a look at the Sam Davidson Street Cam. There are rumors that he is back in the fold after being gone for the summer. And here is the camera that he created. There is a beautiful intersection of State Street and Fairchild, a block off the Capitol Square. Person crossing against the light almost got hit.
A common sight.
Almost got hit by a van.
People just walk and bike when they want.
So you tried to promote the downtown Madison, and you got Yahoo's walking across the light. Lovely Overture Center right there. It's a beautiful day to be outside, as they say. It looks like the forecast going to be hotter, going to be heating up. Summer is back. There used to be a term for that, but I don't know that I can say it anymore.
Yeah, I don't
know. What else do you call it?
The term is Indian summer.
Thank you.
We can at least say that that is the term.
That is the term.
I don't know if there's a replacement for it yet.
I haven't heard a replacement. We should ask our friend Robert Pilot, who's a Native American who does Native Roots Radio every night, is it still okay to call something Indian summer?
I don't know what he's going to say, but my guess is probably going to be sure.
That's my guess, but I don't want to speak for him.
Right. Of course not. Of course not.
Anyway. It's going to be Indian summer like this weekend, so get out and enjoy it, everyone. We're right in the middle of our free ticket Friday giveaway. Spectacular. They don't like it when I add words. It's hard for me to remember free ticket Friday because I used to watch Live with Regis and Kathy Lee, and then it was Kelly Lee. And they always a trivia, and so they made a big thing about it, and I always think about that when I talk about this segment.
You know what else you have trouble remembering? That it's statewide.
Thank you. Yes, we already got a note from upstairs. The attorneys of the 12th floor said, you have to remember it is a statewide contest. So, yes, here's how you can win 4 free tickets. And here's the deal. You got to be able to go this Thursday, September 18th. Don't be calling up and saying, well, I won, but I can't go. Can I have a different day? The answer, respectfully, is no, you may not. Because Luke Mathers controls these tickets. They're kept in a leather satchel, which is rubbed daily, at least weekly, with synthetic mink oil. And he takes these out and he distributes them. And he has this Thursday, the 18th of September, at 6:40 p.m. set aside. 4 tickets in our beautiful club-level seats at AmFam Field. These ain't your regular seats, all right? Special club level. You have your own concessions area for that level. It's air-conditioned in case it's hot. Bathrooms close by, beautiful clean bathrooms. And here's how you win them, or you're, at least you're eligible to win. Download the Civic Media app on your Apple or Android device. Open it up. First 10 stations are ours. I sound like Richard Dawson now from Family Feud. 100 people surveyed, top 10 answers on the board. Top 10, we're on the first 10 stations on the Civic Media app. Open one. It doesn't have to be the number one answer. Open one of them. And then you'll see a little text icon. Text this word right now. The word is game. Thank you. Let's play the feud. Game. G-A-M-E. G as in George. A as in Apple. M as in Mary. E as in Edward. Game. We are going to the game on Sunday, actually. Game. G-A-M-E. Text the word game right now. At the end of the 4 o'clock hour, the computer will randomly draw from the correct entries. And then somebody at the end of this day is going to win 4 tickets to that Brewers game on September 18th. The word is game, G-A-M-E. Good luck. Many thanks, by the way, to Dan. Always great to have Dan Schaefer, but even better when Dan Schaefer is in person. So many thanks to him. You can find his and all the other work at the recombobulationarea.news. Coming up at the bottom of the hour, just thereafter, Mike Clemens. Nobody knows sports better than our own Mike Clemens. We're lucky to have him, our top-notch sports reporter. He was at Lambeau Field last night, going to give us an update on that big Packer win. They're 2-0. Also preview the Brewers, who get back in action tonight. By the way, Zomers, as you see, at least four of the Brewers were at Lambeau Field last night.
I did not see that.
Bryce Terang, Durbin, what's his first name? Now I can't.
Is it Caleb?
Maybe. Durbin was there. And then you had Sal Frelich and Joey Ortiz. They were all there. And of course, these guys come from other places, so they're not naturally Brewers or Packers fans, but they put on their cheese heads and they went up and had a lot of fun and they posted stuff on social media. So it's great seeing some of the Brewers up there at Lambeau last night.
By the way, we got a text from Sue in Franklin texting in on WAUK saying, how do they notify you if you win? Email, text, call? I mean, of course, just in case I win, Sue says. To my knowledge, first you will get a text. Mm-hmm. If you do not respond or you don't get it, they'll give you a call. From there, I'm not sure. But
then they send two people in a dark car. Not really.
Carrier pigeon?
Carrier pigeon. Yeah, that's right. Brewers underway tonight against St. Louis, 6:35, your pregame show, just after 7 o'clock, the first pitch from AmFam Field. The Brewers hosting the Cardinals tonight. So text the word game, G-A-M-E, game, right now. That's the word for this hour. And you'll have a chance to win those 4 free tickets for this Thursday, September 18th. So Clemens will be in talking Packers, Brewers, and I got my Motion W polo shirt on today. The Badgers, last time I checked, 20-point underdogs. The Badgers against Alabama. What would you take on the over-under on 20? I don't know. I'd be tempted to take the over. I'm sorry, but I kind of am. I wish them all the best. I want them to win. I heard his sports report coming in today. Clemens will tell us that it was like 1930 or 40 the last time the Badgers beat Alabama. But who knows? Lightning could strike. All right, looking forward to that. All right, right now it's coming up on 14 past the hour of 3 o'clock. Time once again to play What's Worse. Let's go. This or that, this or that. Then, of course, the choice is yours. You can get with this or you can get with that. Time once again to play What's Worse. Nothing to give away, no prize money involved, but it is your chance to have your voice heard across all 10 News Talk sports stations in the statewide Civic Media Radio Network. Timely indeed, as Mike Lucas likes to say. By the way, I went to that Tom Oates, Mike Lucas Ideas Fest this week on Tuesday at the Italian Workman's Club. And let me tell you, that's a cool place. The Italian Workman Club at the Greenbush neighborhood in Madison. A couple of things. Their guest on their podcast for Oates and Lucas was a former Wisconsin player, Olympic player, coach, and former Badger men's hockey coach, Tony Granato. Great guy. Really, really interesting. Told some great stories, not just about sports, but life. He, like Lucas, is a cancer survivor. So I'd encourage you to check out Lucas and Oates' podcast this week there with Tony Granato. But timely, timely indeed, as Mike Lucas likes to say. Today's category, and what's worse, a busy weekend or a lazy weekend? A busy weekend or a lazy weekend? 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842, or you can text us on the Civic Media app. As we said, download it, your favorite Apple or Android device, the Civic Media app, or you can text us on Yahoo.
That's a new one.
You probably could. I'm not sure it'd go anywhere. You can text on YouTube. I guess they both start with Y. YouTube, Facebook, or the Twitter X Twix. What's worse, a busy weekend or a lazy weekend?
I like the images for this one. Mm-hmm. Busy weekend shows a beach that is absolutely packed, yes. Completely full. So many people, so many umbrellas and towels. It's a wonder anybody can get anywhere. And right. Lazy weekend, completely vacant beach that looks like it might be the same one. Hard
now,
to tell.
Now, for me, just looking at the photographs alone on the stream here, and we have a lot of people watching today because Dan Schaefer has a huge audience, and we appreciate it when he brings his viewers with us. So those watching on the stream, Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, the like, it's not even close for me. I know exactly where I'd be going on which one. Busy weekend or lazy weekend? 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. Megan on the text line in beautiful Sun Prairie said, I'd rather have a lazy weekend, but I'm a bit of a hermit. Busy weekends are worse for me. All right. Busy weekend or lazy weekend? What's worse? 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. Robert in McFarland has an expletive and says, I wish I got weekends. I feel you, Robert. I mean, I'm very fortunate in this job. I do get weekends most of the time. But boy, when I own my own business or coffee shop or when I worked in retail, other jobs I've had, you don't get weekends. You're absolutely right.
I used to work third shift in a foundry with mandatory overtime. Right. And we had one day off.
Yeah. Absolutely. Brett, listening to beautiful Brown Deer on WAUK, says busy weekends are worse. Busy weekends are made for being lazy. Yes, Brett, probably if you get weekends, then yeah, time to just hang out, right? 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. Let's go to the phone lines. Jesse in Madison, listening to WMDX. Jesse, busy weekends or lazy weekends? What's worse?
Sorry for the cop-out answer, but there is no worse. It's the weekend. Just enjoy it.
Well, that's fair. That's fair. Like every other day,
just
right?
Just let it happen.
Yeah, just a little. Yeah. You have any plans for this weekend, Jesse?
We're going to go see Weird Al tonight.
Oh, really? Where's he playing
at? Starts at 5 o'clock on Friday. Bree Stevens.
Oh, is he at Bree Stevens?
I didn't realize he was in town.
Really? Why didn't we have, could have booked, you're telling me we could have booked Weird Al Yankovic? He's right down the street and oh my gosh. See,
this lost opportunity.
We've dropped the ball. All right.
I'll take the blame on that one.
Thanks. Thanks, Jesse. Have a great weekend. Enjoy Weird Al Yankovic. All right. Very good. Camilla in beautiful Milwaukee listening on WAUK says, Todd, I'm never going to apologize for a lazy weekend. So busy weekends are worse. All right. Very good. What else we have here? PJ looks like on the YouTube channel, looks like he's going to Weird Al as well, perhaps.
Or is at least aware of it.
Yeah. And, well, yeah, anyway. What's worse, busy weekends or lazy weekends? 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. We'll come back and wrap that up in just... Oh, PJ says, nope, I can't afford going to Weird Al. He's not going. We'll come back, wrap that up. Also tell you, give you an update on flood relief in Milwaukee. And get ready for a sports report from the best in the business, Mike Clemens, coming up after Farm News in just a bit. Stay with us. It's the Todd Hall Ball Show for a Friday across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is 93.5 The Tap.
My name is Chuck Collins. I'm the great-grandson of the meatpacker Oscar Mayer and a member of the Patriotic Millionaires, a collection of wealthy Americans who share a profound concern about the dangers of concentrated wealth and power in America. Now, the fact is, you may not care how much money another person has, but you likely do care how much power another person has, especially if they're using that power to rig the rules of the economy to make themselves richer and you poorer. You see, there is a point where money is no longer money, it's power. And when rich people use their money to drown out the voices of everyday people, it threatens the safety and security of us all. Patriotic millionaires don't want to live in a country with a few extremely rich people controlling everything, leaving millions of people struggling to just get by. Luckily, we have a solution. Tax the rich, tax the rich, tax the rich. I'm Chuck Collins. I'm a patriotic millionaire, and I approve this message.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
The author of Bowling Alone says, let's foster new forms of electronic entertainment and communication that reinforce community engagement. Well, that's civic media. That's Up North News, trying to get more of us off the couch, give you good information while you are listening, but then to step up, get out there into your community, and bring a friend to the voting booth.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, weekdays 6 to 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
Learn more at underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
Teachers are diverse, skilled leaders, innovating to prepare students for our fast-changing world. Teaching shapes lives. Are you ready? Explore teaching at teach.org, supported by the U.S. Department of Education and 1 million teachers of color.
Connecting audiences, powering brands. This is Civic Media. Learn more at civicmedia.us/advertise.
So you're a tough guy, like it really rough guy. Just can't get enough guy, just always so puff guy. I'm that bad type, make your
Welcome
mama
back
sad
to the Donald
Ball
Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. 22 now, past the hour of 3 o'clock.
I'm the bad guy.
Zomer's playing Weird Al. You think Weird Al's listening? Apparently he's in town. We found out that Weird Al Yankovic is in town. And wouldn't that be, we could have had Dan Schaefer an hour or two, followed by Weird Al Yankovic, followed by Mike Clemens.
Now that would have been a show.
That would have been a show. I mean, it's fine the way it is. I'm just saying you could have had Al or Weird Al Yankovic in between Schaefer and Clemens.
Especially if he brought in his accordion.
Right? I'm all for the accordion. What's worse, a busy weekend or a lazy weekend? 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Also, don't forget, you can text us the word of the day, the hour, the 2 hours. You have till 4 o'clock to text us the word game. G-A-M-E. Game is the word until 4 o'clock. At 4 o'clock, the computer will randomly select somebody who texted in the correct word of game, and that person will have 4 tickets sent to them electronically for the Milwaukee Brewers against the LA Angels for this Thursday, September 18th at 6:40. Text the word game, G-A-M-E, right now on the Civic Media app. On WMDX, In Sun Prairie, Chris, listening out in beautiful Sun Prairie, says, I would say busy weekends are better as long as it's a fun weekend and not work. But a lazy weekend is definitely needed every once in a while. Sue in beautiful Franklin, listening on WAUK, says, I'm retired, so every day is the weekend. We're going to go see The Sound of Music, showing for a few days for the 60th anniversary, have a wedding tomorrow, and walking in the Walk to End Alzheimer's Milwaukee Walk on Sunday. So I guess that's a busy weekend. Sue, that sounds like a great weekend. I think that's fantastic. Have a little fun. Help raise money for a good cause. Great job, Sue. Thanks for listening. We appreciate you. What's worse, a busy weekend or a lazy weekend? Aaron Zomers?
This is a tough one because naturally I'm inclined to agree with Megan in Sun Prairie, who was one of the first people to text in saying, you know, busy weekends are worse because I'm a bit of a hermit and just want to stay inside. That's me, but also after a lazy weekend, a lot of the time I feel like I've accomplished nothing and I feel worse about myself. So I will say I am more intimidated by a busy weekend, but after the fact, I think a lazy weekend is worse.
That's very interesting. I would say the opposite. I would say a busy weekend is worse because I might feel more pressure. Not to say that busy weekends can't be fun. They can, but I think that in terms of just what's worse, a busy weekend because I got to keep a schedule and, you know, I got things going. Where a lazy weekend is like, wow, I could just like chill out. And I'm also being persuaded by the photo on the card today that shows a beautiful beach, and I do love me some beach time. Matt in Middleton on WMDX says, busy weekends are the worst as I need my couch and cocktail time. Monday will be grumpy Monday. Couch and cocktails. I like that, by the way.
If I'm honest with myself, busy weekends are worse. I just said the other way because I'm trying to be aspirational and talk myself into actually doing things on the weekend.
It's good to know Zomers is always forthright with us. All right, I want to get this in.
Hey, I was lying to myself.
I want to get this in. According to Channel 3000, WISC-TV in Madison, President Donald Trump announced yesterday that he has approved $29.8 million in disaster relief funds for the state of Wisconsin. Events to help flooding victims connect with resources are continuing throughout the southeast part of the state after a month ago with all the flooding. Sonia Yonke was at the Waukesha County event yesterday looking to get extra help in her recovery process. She says, quote, my husband had to tap into his retirement. He had to take money out of the money that we've spent years building up, unquote. Yonke's thankful for the potential funds, but has questions about where it will go. She says, quote, I've been looking around at what everybody lost, and that amount of money will dwindle really quickly. I don't know how it's going to be enough to take care of everything that's been lost, unquote. Waukesha County Emergency Management Coordinator Alex Freeman talked about the next steps. Freeman said, quote, we're waiting to find out more. We know that there is this step in the right direction right now. We're very thankful that the president has taken a look at our recovery needs here in Waukesha County and across the state of Wisconsin, unquote. I know that it was a bipartisan effort. Democratic U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin, along with Republican U.S. Senator Ron Johnson and the rest of the congressional delegation, lobbied Trump for this, as did Democratic Governor Tony Evers. So at least one small, let's focus on something positive today, which is, in this case, a bipartisan effort has led to at least nearly $30 million in disaster relief funds for the people of southeast Wisconsin. Hope that covers it. If it doesn't, hopefully there's a way that Congress could approve more monies. But we shall see. We'll keep an eye on that, as Civic Media News Department will as well. Our very own Stuart J. Waddles down there in Waukesha and Racine as well. All right, we've gotten all the comments. So what's worse? We get Matt's? Yeah, we got Matt's. He's couching cocktails. Couching cocktails. I really like that. Maybe that should be a new segment on the show.
Couch. We can bring back Mimosa Friday.
We can bring, yes, Mimosa Friday, and combine it with our J.D. Vance couch out in the lobby.
Bring it back in the studio.
It used to be in the studio, but now it's out in the couch. Out in the couch.
The smell was too much to bear.
Couch and cocktails. I like that a lot. All right, that's it for What's Worse. We'll be back with new editions of What's Worse next week. Don't forget, you can still get your entry in for those free Brewer tickets for this coming Thursday, September 18th, against the LA Angels at 6:40. Go to the Civic Media app and text the word GAME, G-A-M-E, GAME. Text the word GAME right now on the Civic Media app from the correct entries. The computer will randomly draw someone at 4 o'clock, and you'll be on your way to AmFam Field on Thursday. The Brewers get underway again tonight against the Cardinals on many of our stations, starting at 6:35 with the pregame show. How about the Packers last night? We'll talk Packers, Badgers, and Brewers on the other side with the one, the only, Mike Clemens. Stay tuned. Farm News is next right now with Pam Jahnke on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to 93.5, The Tap. As Wisconsin is brats on the grill for a tailgate, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
The beginning of fall means cooler weather, football games, and deer hunting. Many Wisconsin residents are excited for this Saturday, September 13th, as it's the beginning of deer bow season. I'm Kylie Allen for the Midwest Farm Report, talking today to Jeff Pritzel. He's the Department of Natural Resources Deer Program Specialist. Jeff reminds us that it's important to stay safe while participating in this year's hunting season, and he gives us some helpful tips to consider.
The biggest real safety risk to bow hunters is the fact that a lot of bow hunting occurs from an elevated platform, you know, which comes in multiple forms of commercially made products, and in some cases homemade products. And really, it's basic climbing and ladder safety in terms of, you know, the biggest risk is, you know, falls from an elevated platform. And so we emphasize the importance of, you know, maintaining good practices while entering and exiting an elevated stand, and using a rope for bringing up your weapon.
Jeff Pritzel, the DNR Deer Program Specialist, along with us. He says that prioritizing safety will help ensure everyone has an enjoyable hunt. Stick around. I'll have a look at your closing markets right after this.
You spoke and Quas listened. The result is a forage harvester that can devour crops faster than you ever thought possible. Introducing the new Quas Jaguar 1000 series, built in collaboration with customers like you. You said you wanted higher throughput. We achieved 20% higher throughput compared to the Jaguar 990 under similar conditions. You wanted better chop quality and efficiency. We achieved our best chop quality ever and our best fuel efficiency ever. It's performance inspired by the best. Ask your dealer about the Quas Jaguar 1000 series.
At the Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection, they know your business has always been something special. Now you can let customers know it too, in an instant, with the red and yellow Something Special from Wisconsin sticker. Joining the program gives you access to supplier and distribution information, marketing support, and a community of like-minded Wisconsin businesses. Best of all, you'll let people know that your work is done with care, quality, and love. You've always been something special. Visit somethingspecialfromwisconsin.com to make it official.
I'm Kylie Allen for the Midwest Farm Report, taking a look at your closing markets this Friday. On the close from Chicago, December corn closed up 10 and a quarter at 4:30, and November soybeans closed up 12 and three quarters at 10:46 and a quarter. December wheat also closed in the green today, up 2 at 5:23 and a half. Taking a look at dairy, October Class 3 milk is currently trading even at 16:32, and November Class 3 milk is trading down 10 cents at 16:21. 40-pound block cheese closed down 5 1/4 today at 162, and double A butter closed down 3 3/4 at 192 3/4. For the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Kylie Allen.
Download the Civic Media app in the Google Play or Apple App Store and take us everywhere. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Partly sunny and summery today with highs in the lower 80s. For tonight, scattered showers and thunderstorms, mainly prior to midnight, a low of 65. On Saturday, mostly sunny and quite warm with highs in the mid-80s. It's 80 degrees at our studios.
Hey there, Wisconsin. Tom Hartman here. Democracy is not a spectator sport, so join me each and every weekday right here on Civic Media for the Tom Hartman program from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Covering the news of the day and sharing ways for you to get off the sidelines and get active in your community, because change starts with you. Get involved and tune in to the Tom Hartman program Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. right here on your local Civic Media radio station.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
James Santel joining me. Donald Trump just flat out threatening Federal Reserve Governor Lisa Cook.
A lot of people apparently, Maggie, in high places in government engaging in mortgage fraud, including Adam Schiff and Letitia James, and now Commissioner Cook as well. The Federal Reserve is created independent of politics, preventing exactly this kind of thing from happening. This is the instability that causes economic crisis.
The award-winning Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6.
This week, we sit down with Republican Party of Wisconsin's 8th Congressional District Chairman, Ken Sikora.
Rational Revolution with Mark Becker, Saturdays at 2, Sundays at 1 on your local civic media radio station and on the app.
Just physical, aggressive, attacking, the play style is exactly what we want from these guys. And it always starts with the energy and effort, and that's going to get you through and can overcome for some of the mistakes. So I think our front is extremely disruptive, getting after the quarterback.
That is the head coach of the Green Bay Packers, Matt LaFleur, after last night. Boy, the Pack deserves to be having a weekend off. Some of the Brewers were up at Lambeau last night. Maybe some of the Packers will go down to AmFam tonight. I'm not sure, but the Packers got a big win over the Washington Commanders, 27-18, in the wideout at Lambeau on Thursday Night Football on Prime, and heard on several of our civic media stations on the Green Bay Packers Radio Network. And here to go over that and more, nobody knows it better, nobody covers it better than our own sports reporter, Mike Clemens, who joins us via phone on the road. Mike, what a game at Lambeau last night.
Yeah, at Lambeau here, by the way, where today there's like tours going by every 20 minutes. I mean, it's like it's almost a game day. The buzz is incredible. Hey, Todd, that's a thought. I didn't think of that, because last night, like pregame down the sidelines, I saw Sal Frelick, mm-hmm. Bryce Terang from the Brewers, and Caleb Durbin was over there. That maybe some Brewers would be down there, you know. And they do this thing too, like, you know, when Jordan Love was down there and he threw out the first pitch, mm-hmm. and about the sixth or seventh inning, the scoreboard crew puts up a thing like top five celebrity lookalikes. Yeah. So they go through the crowd and they put a picture of a celebrity up, you know, like a guy that might have bad blonde comb over hair, and right. put him next to Donald Trump or something.
Right.
So they get to the end, and it's got a picture of Jordan Love in his jersey, and then they got Jordan Love sitting there actually in the seats, you know. And I told him when that game was over, I was going down the elevator, and those two women were talking about that, and they said, boy, that guy for Jordan Love, that's a dead ringer, though. No, ma'am. Perhaps you missed the first pitch. That was him. He was here today. See, that's a joke.
That's fantastic. Yeah, I mean, everybody's in a great mood. I heard one of your sports reports earlier, Mike. Keep me honest, but the first time the Packers have started off 2-0 in what, 4 or 5 years?
Like, it's not only that. It's in terms of holding the opponents to a certain amount of yardage and everything. That goes back to like the 90s.
Wow.
And you know, when that guy Reggie White was here.
Right. Well,
you watch the game last night, mm-hmm. I mean, because one of the guys from the networks asked me, have you ever seen a Packers defense this fast? Mm-hmm. And I thought, you know, Reggie, maybe a couple other guys, you know, Ezra Johnson way back in the day. I said, but I haven't seen 5 guys mm-hmm. on the defense this fast. And so when you're watching the all-22, if you will, the camera work from behind, you know, what you see is 4 guys lined up, maybe 5, and all it takes is one to break through, but the others close in so well and, you know, form that pocket, that net, so that Jaden Daniels, who's young, you know, he's NFL Offensive Rookie of the Year last year, the quarterback for the Commanders, he's got nowhere to go, and he's hurried. They hit him 12 times. They sacked him 4 times.
Yeah.
He was under pressure all night long. And so Xavier McKinney, the safety, he said, I didn't have anything to do tonight. He said between Keyshawn Nixon deflecting passes, 4 or 5 of them, and then the pressure they were getting on their quarterback, I just stood back here making sure, you know, nobody took off for a deep ball. So I asked him, how did the defense hold Jaden Daniels to just 3 points through 3 quarters of that game last night?
The pass rush was relentless. I think we did a great job, not only just rushing, but containing him as well and swarming to the ball. I think, you know, those things, you know, all together helped us, because even when sometimes he did get out of the pocket, everybody swarmed. So, like, it really didn't mean much. He didn't really get nowhere.
That was Xavier McKinney last night. Mike Clemens had an opportunity to catch up with him afterwards. And I think that was so – I'm glad you brought this up, Mike, because so much and rightfully so, we talk about Jordan Love. But, boy, to your point, I mean, the Commanders got to the NFC Finals last year. Jaden Daniels was a big part of that. The defense, boy, that just gave, I think, a lot of us Packer fans, don't cover it like you do, a lot of hope for this season.
No, and the team you beat last week, the Lions, they averaged 33 points a game last year, number one scoring offense in the league. And, you know, you held them through three, four quarters last week. And it helps that, you know, you're doing this game at Lambeau Field, but, yeah. You know, Dan Campbell had beat the Packers 3-0 right. At Lambeau Field.
We're talking with Mike Clemens, a great sports reporter, live from Lambeau Field. The big Packers win last night over the Washington Commanders, 27-18. Micah Parsons, ever since he got to Lambeau last night on the postgame show, they were carrying it on Prime, Amazon Prime. The crowd that was still left was chanting, "Thank you, Jerry," as Micah Parsons sat there on the set.
Yeah, thank you, Jerry Jones. Right. It's all that chanting. It was pretty funny. And, you know, the thing about Parsons, and, you know, we'll go week by week on this, but so far, Todd, I mean, this guy says everything and he does everything the right way. This awareness he's got about the room, the players, you know, he walks around the stadium last night, 3 hours before the kickoff, just to take in the environment. I mean, he's on all different kinds of levels in terms of his awareness and leadership and the way he pushes himself. And it, you know, it definitely has put the pressure on his teammates, his new teammates. So Kenny Clark was a favorite here. He's a great football player, 30 years old. He has to go to Dallas in the trade along with two first-round picks. And Micah Parsons comes up from the Dallas Cowboys up to Green Bay 2 weeks ago yesterday. And it's just like you flipped the switch in terms of the energy of that locker room. So we asked Micah in a very crowded, you know, huddle of media around him last night, how do you explain how the team loses KC, Kenny Clark, and last night they're playing with their hair on fire with guys like Devontae Wyatt, one of their young defensive linemen, who's back there all over the quarterback and pressuring him?
You know, that's a great part, because, you know, I think a lot of people, you know, obviously KC was a great player, but the organization really trusted those guys that they'll be able to step up. And then when I got here and I'm watching, I'm like, bro, I can be great too. Like, I just think, you know, when they see someone else challenging them and being great, it just makes everyone better. It makes everyone rise to the occasion. And they understand. I think the first week I got here, I was like, there's a standard level of play. And I bought into what they did, and I probably brought some flavor too. But when everyone's just playing good, it's just beautiful to see. I think everyone had sacks today. Everyone was getting after the quarterback. We was pushing the pocket. We probably out there when there's a chance, we like, D-Watt's like, you go. You know, I'm like, yo, you go, I go power. So, you know, we're just all feeding off each other. And that's what makes it beautiful to see, and that makes it fun, and that's why we was able to be effective.
Micah Parsons, new acquisition of the Packers last night. Mike Clemens talking to him. Mike, we've heard, you know, coming in here, we thought, oh, you know, we heard all this stuff about, you know, he's really not a great teammate. I haven't seen that. You're there every day. Seems like the guy is a pretty good team player in Green Bay so far.
Yeah, you know, and it's not like he's necessarily having everybody over for dinner. It's just the focus
right.
And what he says. Like, you know, even his opening press conference, the Packers set a bunch of seats aside in the front row where they anticipated he might want to bring the whole family, you know. Mm-hmm. They stayed home.
Wow.
It's just me. I'm here.
Yeah.
I'm here for you guys. I'll answer. He talked for 35 minutes, and he wasn't babbling on. Mm-hmm. He took about 30 different questions. He took any questions, and he answers everything in a very reasonable, you know, factual way. That's just a matter of fact. So then, you know, I always try and cover both locker rooms for us, Todd. So, you know, I ran over to the Commanders to their press conferences, and there's Jaden Daniels. I mean, you talk about a deer in headlights. And we said, you know, last week you beat the Giants 21-6. You controlled that game. Well, how did you fall so far against the Packers defense tonight in week two?
I just did a good job of their scheme. Whatever the defense coordinator had them do, they executed very well. Last week we were able to pull it off. This week we didn't, you know, so we got to execute better.
That is Commanders quarterback Jaden Daniels talking to our very own Mike Clemens last night. And then you went to the other locker room, the winning quarterback, our very own Jordan Love. I know you got to ask him some questions too, Mike.
Yeah. I mean, Jordan Love, quarterback rating of 113 last night. You know, it's through two touchdown passes, hit a 57-yarder to Tucker Kraft, but he loses Jaden Reed, his number one receiver, number 11, who is about to catch a touchdown pass for 39 yards, collapses into the end zone area, and comes up with a sore shoulder. It's a broken collarbone.
Yeah.
So Jaden Reed's going to be out till, I'd say December. Somebody put out, 6 to 8 weeks. Like, come on, man. We went through that twice with Aaron Rodgers, right?
Yeah.
Charles Woodson, had one, in the Super Bowl. That's going to take time. It'll take 8 weeks and then a couple weeks to get him back in shape. You got Christian Watson coming back from the ACL. They just paid him $13.5 million for a contract extension. And then on the offensive line, Zach Tom, your starting right tackle, who you just paid a lot. And Aaron Banks from left guard, inactive last night because of injuries. So they put in Jordan Morgan, their first-round pick from last year, at left guard. LaFleur said, I consider him a starter. And then they went in with the rookie, Anthony Belton, played right tackle most of the night, as opposed to that guy that they just traded with the Eagles with, Darian Kennard, who was like late to a special teams play. Rich Bisaccia not happy about that.
Right.
So we asked Jordan Love, so how do you feel about your protection when Zach Tom and Aaron Banks are inactive on your offensive line?
No matter who's out there, I'm going to have confidence in those guys. And I tell those guys all the time, But I think those A.B. and Kennard, I think they did a great job stepping up right there. You miss Zach and Banks right there, which is, it's tough. So, I think both those guys did a great job. But we're going to have confidence in those guys. And we're going to still, stick to our game plan because we got to still go out there and be aggressive.
Packers quarterback Jordan Love last night talking to our own Mike Clemens, who we have on the phone right now. Offense just seemed to be clicking at all cylinders pretty much last night, Mike.
Yeah, and, they got the running game going later in the game. I mean, Josh Jacobs, number 8, great running back, ended up the night with 84 yards on 23 carries. Not bad. He had the one touchdown. I love the one play where they were, deep in the red zone, about the 7-yard line, and clearly they must have called two plays in the huddle because they hand off to Josh Jacobs. He runs a little left. He gets about 4 yards. And then instead of huddling up, they go no huddle. They run up to the line. They run a second play. And, the Commanders weren't even ready, and he runs in for a touchdown. That's how he scored his touchdown.
Mm-hmm.
So we asked Josh Jacobs after the game, should the Packers' game plan on offense be, safe and smart, or should you be aggressive and go for it on fourth down?
I mean, I'm all for smart play calling. If I was to be playing a game, I'm going to play aggressive. I'm going to do what Tennessee's been working. And I feel like, we got to break tendencies in certain times too. We got tendencies to run the ball on fourth and short. So to be able to throw the ball and, complete them passes and things, I think it's huge for our offense. I think it'll open up a lot of things later on.
Josh Jacobs talking to our very own Mike Clemens last night, who joins us via phone from Lambeau Field in Green Bay, where the Packers got a big win last night over the Commanders 27-18. Mike, as a Packer fan, seems like we get excited when not just our quarterback is doing well, but the running game, and Tucker Kraft was on fire last night.
Yeah, not only with the runs, but also with the – I mean, he ended up being your leading receiver with Jaden Reed now with a broken collarbone.
Yeah.
6 receptions, the one for 57 yards. And I love this play that they ran a couple of times, Todd, where they would, fake a handoff to Josh Jacobs, number 8, off to the left. And then Jordan Love would roll to his right and throw a short pass to maybe Dontavian Wicks, or to Tucker Kraft, and it worked. And I asked Tucker, I said, that misdirection runs to Josh Jacobs, and then turn, you do a short little pass to the opposite side. How was that working?
Hey, Mike, can you stick with us for 2 minutes or not?
Sure.
We're up
sure.
against the clock. We'll have that cut. We'll hear from Tucker Kraft and wrap it up with Mike Clemens on the other side. You're listening to the All Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Local news, weather, and sports on air and streaming on the Civic Media app. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people.
September 4th, Native Nations asked the U.S. Supreme Court to uphold the longstanding right of individuals to bring voting rights complaints to federal court. If the High Court takes the case, its decision could have consequences for voting rights protections under the Voting Rights Act. In 2021, the Turtle Mountain Band of Chippewa Indians and the Spirit Lake Nation negotiated with the state of North Dakota to create voting districts which didn't dilute Native voting power. But after a 2023 Eighth Circuit Court decision in Arkansas, the state of North Dakota reneged on its deal with the tribes. The decision said only the U.S. Justice Department, not individual voters, could bring suits to enforce the VRA. Of 450 VRA Section 2 cases since 1982, only 18 were brought by DOJ. May 14th, a three-judge appeals panel affirmed that decision, but still only for the Eighth Circuit. After a July 15th stay, the nations asked the High Court on September 4th to take the case. Spirit Lake Nation Chair Lana Jackson Street said, "It is shameful that when we succeeded in court and got a fair map in place, the state turned its attack toward the Voting Rights Act and a person's right to vote free from discrimination. We need the Supreme Court to protect our fundamental right to vote and be heard." We have our past reports on the case at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
You want to feel important. You want to be a part of something bigger, something that matters and can help change things. You want to feel like you belong. We know. We felt that way too. And that's why we did something about it. We aren't just Army National Guard soldiers. We are normal people just like you. And together, we can make a difference. Take on your legacy. Visit NationalGuard.com to find out more.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Let's go Brewers!
You can go to the Brewers.
Wait, Todd, what?
It's Free Ticket Friday, Terry. A chance to win a four-pack of Brewers tickets several times every Friday. Great seats, by the way.
Okay, so download the free Civic Media app, find your local station, and listen for the keyword. Then text it through the app for your chance to win in this statewide contest.
Free Ticket Friday!
On your local Civic Media radio station and the app.
When we got our home appraised, we felt robbed. Compared to a similar home right around the corner, our appraisal was $80,000 less.
Latino and Black homeowners are about twice as likely as white homeowners to get low appraisals. If you believe your home has been unfairly appraised because of race or national origin, contact HUD at hud.gov/fairhousing. That's hud.gov/fairhousing. Everyone has a right to fair housing. A public service message from HUD in partnership with the National Fair Housing Alliance.
As Wisconsin is cheering on Bucky Badger. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Before the hour of 4 o'clock at the top of the hour, CBS or ABC News, whichever one of our great stations you're listening to, a check of weather. Mike Clemens with a sports update, another edition of the Maggie Dawn Show, followed by our friend Pete Schwabba and Nightlight from 6 until 8 tonight. Don't forget, you can still have time to enter our Free Ticket Friday Brewer giveaway for the game this Thursday, September 18th, against the Los Angeles Angels. Text the word GAME, G-A-M-E, GAME, as in it was a great Packers game last night, to the Civic Media app. We'll draw that at the end or at the top of the hour. Right now, joining us via phone, from Lambeau Field, where that great game was last night, our very own sports reporter, Mike Clemens. Nobody does it better. And Mike, before the break there, talking about the great performance of Tucker Kraft last night.
Yeah, one of the things that Matt LaFleur wants to get going on his offense is using the tight ends more. And Luke Musgrave is now back after a couple years of injuries. He had two catches. That's number 88. And then big number 85, you know, with Tucker Kraft. Not only did they trust him now to maybe even run a jet sweep or run games, but now as a receiver, as a target, besides just blocking linebackers downfield. And he ended up with six catches for 124 yards. And the touchdown last night, the one play that was 57 yards, they had Luke Musgrave, both tight ends, kind of lined up. And they realized that they had, you know, two tight ends on one safety. And the safety had to make his decision on who you're going to cover. That's why Kraft was wide open. But I was saying before the break, some of these plays I thought were great, particularly when they got in the red zone, was let's fake a handoff to the left to the running back, Josh Jacobs, number eight, and then have Jordan roll out to the opposite side in a short little pass. And it just it seemed to be tricking, you know, Von Miller, who's mm-hmm. been in, you know, the Commanders, that's an old team. Von Miller, 15 years in the
right.
NFL.
Yeah.
You know, and Bobby Wagner, the former, you know, Seahawk and everything. Mm-hmm. And I asked Tucker, how about those misdirection plays for Josh Jacobs and then passing one of you guys or Dontavian's worked last night against the Washington defense?
Yeah, I mean, teams come in here and they have such an emphasis on stopping number eight. You know, stop like they think that the key to beating the Green Bay Packers is by stopping Josh. And that's a credit to him and all the work he's put in. He is such influential back in the NFL. So teams keying him, it just opens up opportunities for everybody else. As a receiver, I hope teams keep coming in with that mindset and that game plan. But those plays will come for Josh. You know, he's on the cusp of another great season.
Tucker Kraft last night on the Green Bay win over the Washington Commanders, 27-18. Mike Clemens, Packers kind of get a mini break here. Those Thursday night games give you some more time before they have to play again. So this weekend, no Packer game over the weekend, but many of our sports fans' attention will turn to Alabama, as Keith Jackson used to say, Alabama. And it's going to be Wisconsin. I think Alabama's won a 20-point favorite in the desert this weekend.
21 points.
21. Points, yeah. All right.
Whoa, nice.
All right. Yeah. I don't know.
The Badgers go down there tomorrow, or they left today, right?
Yeah.
Game's at 11 a.m., okay? And you know, Alabama came up here at Camp Randall and beat them 42-10. Mm-hmm. Wisconsin has never played a game in Alabama ever before, so
really?
That'll be a first.
Wow!
I dug this up though. You know, have the Badgers ever beat Alabama? They did, November 1928. The score was 15-0 at a frigid Camp Randall.
I heard
28.
I tried it at the top of the show. I said we got to ask Clemens to keep me honest because I heard that on your sports report this morning. I'm like, honest to God, I didn't even know they were playing football at Wisconsin in 1928. I mean, wow.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
So we got that. We got Brewers opening a series tonight against the Cardinals, and even though they just got swept in Texas by the Rangers, they got 89 wins. If one more, they can get to 90 wins. And they're still 5.5 ahead of the Cubs. And other than that, man, I'm still trying to come down from last night because there's Doug Williams, remember Super Bowl 22,
yes,
right?
Yeah, right.
And beating John Elway and the Broncos with 4 touchdown passes and MVP. He was here with the Washington team contingent. And then before the game, my office is like right around the corner from the hallway that goes to the visitors' locker room.
Yeah.
And then there's an elevator goes down to Packers or up to the press box. And it's about an hour before the kick, and I'm going out, and I turn around. Here comes Mike McCarthy walking out of the visitors' hallway. And I go, hey! And so I heard him yell out my voice, you know, you know, like that. So I got to visit with him. And he had a meeting with Jerry Jones in June, and then he moved all his stuff from Dallas back to his house here in Green Bay, said he spent the summer on his boat in Door County. Their youngest is in eighth grade, so he's going to all of her sporting events and stuff like that. But after running out of it, I said that was so great last week when you ran out of the tunnel, mm-hmm. you know, with the Super Bowl 45 team on alumni weekend. That was great. And somebody invited him just to join him in the suite, so he was up here last night to watch the football game. So, you know, it's good to see him and good to see. I'll tell you what, maybe that happens now that it's past the Mark Murphy era.
Right.
It's sort of
right.
a new era up here.
Yeah.
He feels more welcome back in the house. So, you don't usually see former coaches like that right here.
I think it's really cool. A minute left, Mike. Al Michaels was talking about this. He did a Monday night game on 9/11 in 2001. It was 9/11 last night again. You know, your remembrances of when world events like that collide with sports. I mean, these are times when all of us, whether we're sports fans or whatever, we remember this stuff.
You know, the thing about it is that whether it's your favorite church, whether it's your favorite sports team, we actually look for ways to feel united.
Mm-hmm.
And when you can do that with country and sport, you know, like that, that's what makes that moment. At least we can, for 1 minute, we can all be in the same room and put the politics aside and just, you know, find a common thing like that. I find that to be even true with the Packer fans. They're not so much here for the games. They're here for their fellow fans.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. 100%.
And that's that's part of the thing that we're trying to serve here when we cover these teams.
Well, nobody does it better, Mike Clemens, as our friend Trigby Olson says, when you go to Lambeau, nobody's wearing a red or blue hat. They're wearing green and gold. And that's what unites us and makes Wisconsin great. Nobody better. Yeah. I appreciate your time, Mike Clemens. Be safe covering the stuff this weekend. We'll talk to you soon.
Thanks, Todd.
Our pleasure. Mike Clemens, our great sports reporter here on a week. And that'll wrap it up. Many thanks to Dan Schaefer for being here, along with Aaron Zimmer as a great producer. And all of you for listening. Maggie Dawn is next. Whatever you're fighting for, whatever you believe in, keep banging your drum. We'll see you next week, everybody. Bye-bye.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. Officials in Utah say they have the man who shot and killed conservative activist Charlie Kirk in custody, Governor Spencer Cox.
We got him.
The 22-year-old suspect is in a county jail in Utah. CBS's Stacy Lynn.
Formal charges will be filed on Tuesday. The Utah County Sheriff has released the booking sheet and probable cause statement from the arrest of Tyler Robinson. He's being held on 3 charges: aggravated murder, obstruction of justice, and felony discharge of a firearm.
Memphis Mayor Paul Young is not pleased with President Trump's plan to send National Guardsmen into his city.
I want to be clear, I did not ask for the National Guard, and I don't think it's the way to drive down crime.
Tennessee Republican Governor Bill Lee says he'll talk with Trump today about the planned deployment. West of Chicago today, an ICE officer has shot and killed a man who ICE officials say tried to ram agents with his car. The officer was dragged and seriously injured. CBS News Brief. I'm Christopher Cruz.